Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
I have a slightly enlarged labia minora, and I'm wondering how common this occurrence is. I've had both oral sex and intercourse before, and I've never had a complaint from my partner regarding it, but it sometimes can be inconvenient and even annoying. What would you suggest if I ever get a complaint about it?
Hopefully no one will ever complain about your labia minora. That would be a very petty thing to do, and frankly, it seems that such a comment would be more about the person than about your labia minora. Labia minora, also called inner vaginal lips, come in all sorts of shapes and sizes. Like our ears, eyes, and arms, they are almost never symmetrical. One is likely to be bigger or smaller than the other. Inner labia can be smaller or larger than the outer labia. Also, the inner labia can be different shades of color. They can be shades of pink, red, brown, gray, black, peach, or a bit purplish in color, especially when a woman is pregnant or sexually aroused and more blood flows to the genitals. Inner labia of all shapes and sizes sometimes get caught or pushed inside the vagina during penetrative sex or masturbation. I'm not sure if that's what you mean by your labia being inconvenient or annoying during sex, but I can assure you that it happens to women who have even very teeny tiny, barely visible inner labia. If for some reason anyone ever says anything negative to you about your genitals, and I hope that never happens, remind yourself that your body is beautiful and that there are literally millions of partners out there who would think your genitals are attractive and desirable. How do I know this? Because I study issues related to women's genitals, and from survey research my team has conducted, I found that men and women who are into women often like genitals of all different types of looks. Most people say they like all genital types or don't care. And while some people prefer small genital parts, others have a preference for really large genital parts. It's kind of like how while most people don't care about a woman's breast size, some prefer larger breasts and others prefer smaller breasts. The same is true about penis size. There is no one preferred size. And most women and men who are into men are pretty open-minded about their partner's erect penis size. But every now and then, someone will prefer men with larger penises and others will prefer men with smaller penises, particularly if they find sexual penetration to be painful. Learn more about the amazing diversity of women's genitals and how it all relates to sex and read My Lips, A Complete Guide to the Vagina and Vulva, and in Sex Made Easy, Your Awkward Questions Answered for Better, Smarter, Amazing Sex.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
I'm a 48-year-old man, and over the past few years, I've noticed that when I ejaculate, there's hardly any semen, and also, there is no force behind the ejaculations anymore. I was wondering what I can do about this, or if this is a problem that I should go see a doctor about.
Many men begin to notice similar changes to their experience of ejaculation and orgasm when they're in their 40s or 50s. Sometimes I wonder why we don't talk about it more often to younger men so that as they age and it happens to them, they won't worry so much about themselves or beat themselves up over what is a very common experience of growing older. So here it is. As men age and their prostate and their muscles everywhere in their body, including those in the pelvic area, age too, a good number of men notice that they produce less ejaculate and that it doesn't have as much force or thrust when it comes out. In some cases, this change is indeed related to a health condition, such as issues related to prostate health. As such, it's always a good idea for men to check in with their healthcare provider if they notice changes related to their ejaculation, orgasm, erections, or frequency of feeling as though they have to pee. It's also worth noting that some research has suggested that body fat distribution may be related to the volume of semen. If you have gained a considerable amount of weight in recent years, it's possible that the weight gain is related to your volume of ejaculate, and this is something that you can also discuss with your healthcare provider. If your healthcare provider gives you a clean bill of health and cannot find any other reason for these changes, then they may indeed simply be age-related. Some men may find that practicing Kegel exercises, which involve squeezing and then releasing one's pelvic floor muscles, can help to maintain some of their thrust or force at the time of ejaculation. You can learn more about Kegel exercises on our Kinsey Confidential website. Other times, men find that they may not be able to change the volume or thrust, but that they can learn to adapt their bodily changes and to come to appreciate and accept how sex changes, but can still remain very satisfying with age. To learn more about men's sexuality issues, you might find The New Male Sexuality by Dr. Bernie Zilbergeld to be of interest.
Dr. Debbie Herbenik is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.